Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:46, 14 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this foggy Monday morning, joined by Chelsea Singleton, an assistant professor and nutritional epidemiologist at Tulane. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for coming on. Tell me what a nutritional epidemiologist is, please.
I'd be happy to tell you what that is. Nutritional epidemiologist, an epidemiologist in general, you know, we are public health scholars. You know, we study determinants and distribution of disease in human populations. There are so many different types of epidemiologists. I'm a nutritional epidemiologist, so I specialize in diet-related diseases. So I have a strong interest in obesity. I have a strong interest in type 2 diabetes, hypertension, anything that or any outcome that can really be influenced by nutrition and diet. So that's what I research.
So how big of a problem is food insecurity in this country and in this area?
You know, we continue to have a major issue with food insecurity, and it's been a major topic of discussion in the news lately, mainly because of the government shutdown. But, you know, 14 million U.S. households still, are considered food insecure, and that's the most recent data we have from the USDA. And, you know, 1 in 5 children live in food insecure households, which is a major concern. And, you know, in the state of Louisiana, you know, has a food insecurity rate that's higher than the national average. So food insecurity is still a major issue in the country, and it's still a major topic of conversation among public health scholars, mainly because, you know, we have so many factors around us that are influencing food insecurity rates or putting people at higher risk of food insecurity, with the rising cost of living and so on and so forth. But yes, it's a major reality for many Americans across the country and many families in Louisiana.
Real quick, and we're going to talk about insecurity and crime after the break, but I wanted to get to overweight and undernourished. People don't realize that you can be overweight and undernourished. Explain that, please, if you can.
Yeah, that is true. We often call that the hunger-obesity paradox. Mm-hmm. And we see that a lot in countries like America, and a lot of that has to do with the fact of our food supply. Our food supply in America, oftentimes unhealthier food items, fast food items, super ultra processed food items, they tend to be the cheaper things to get. You know, that's true as well. You know, families can go to the grocery store and buy a lot of highly processed meals and foods for their family. That stuff will stretch longer than buying a lot of fresh produce or fresh items. And so you can be consuming these items and not receiving really good nutrient-dense meals, and it can increase your risk of obesity, but you could still, you know, be experiencing food insecurity, so on and so forth. But yes, we do see that a lot in countries like America.
For people that don't know, Professor, how would you define food insecurity?
Yeah, that's a great, that is a great question. But oftentimes, you know, we're really thinking about looking at a family because we really measure that looking at households. We're really thinking about, do they have enough financial resources to be able to acquire food for everyone in their family so everyone in their family can eat, they're not skipping meals, and they're able to do it in a dignified way. So that's what we really think about when we think of food insecurity. Households where they don't have the financial resources to acquire food, make it stretch across an entire pay period, have everybody in their household eat, they're not skipping meals. If they're having those issues, then they're experiencing food insecurity.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back because I want to talk specifically about how crime and food insecurity are linked, and Dr. Chelsea Singleton will help us when we come back, assistant professor and epidemiologist at Tulane, specifically a nutritional epidemiologist at Tulane. 851, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 857, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Chelsea Singleton, an assistant professor and nutritional epidemiologist at Tulane. We're talking about food insecurity and how it can have links to, well, obviously poor health. You can be, what did you call it, doctor, the obesity?
Oh, I said the hunger-obesity
hunger, paradox. Hunger-obesity paradox, yeah. But let's talk about food insecurity and crime, how those two are related.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that, you know, we've been doing research to see that there's a connection. It's kind of sort of bidirectional. So there's been studies that show that when people don't have the financial resources they need to get food, it can increase crime in communities. So that's showing that, you know, food insecurity can lead to crime. And there's some great research around the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Benefits, or we call food stamps. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that when we're in communities, when food stamps are spent down and we're coming towards the end of that cycle, the end of that month where people don't have any SNAP benefits left over, it can increase crime. And there's also some studies that show that when we increase SNAP benefits, it can actually reduce crime, specifically property crimes like robbery, theft, specifically property crimes. But on the flip side, there's some research that shows that you know, people who are exposed to crime in their community, people who are, you know, regularly experience crime in their community, they're more likely to be food insecure. And we're still trying to figure out where that phenomenon comes from. Even when we account for low income status, we still see people who are often exposed to crime in their community being more food insecure. And a lot of that might have to do with the access to food resources in their community. So, yes, there's definitely a connection there.
Generally speaking, hungry people does not make for a hungry country. And I'm talking about historically, right?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Well, I guess what I'm saying is hungry people have led to revolutions before. So hungry people do not make for a happy country in a lot of different ways, nor is it fair to people that they don't have enough to eat. I was trying to make my own statement in a different kind of way. But thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. You have a good day. We'll take a break. We come back. We can talk to Eric Smith, a professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy, keeping olive green and blue, we love it. That's what it is, yeah. With Tulane, we'll talk about oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. Then we're going to talk about homeowners and how much they're spending on housing-related costs. And we'll give you our survey results. So a lot coming up. Stay with us, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.